One of the issues that's coming to the fore at the moment is the paying for the scheme has to be paid up front by the property owner, and this isn't possible in all the cases. So we've been working on trying to get that a solution to that, and Donegal Council have been engaged with some financial institutions recently, and they're getting very positive vibes from particularly the credit unions in Donegal. And we hope that this will work, that they will provide bridging loans for people who have been approved for the scheme. And this would be really good. I would encourage the credit unions to really seize this opportunity now to be part of this whole project within our communities to tackle vacancy and dereliction.
We've previously heard, Councillor, that the turnaround time on these vacant homes is moving at a bit of a slow pace, but with the credit union stepping in here to bridge that gap, it might speed the process up a little bit.
Well, certainly, you know, it is fairly cumbersome, you know, to get the scheme up and running, but now there's a very good team within the council working on this, and things are speeding up. It's still quite slow, but there's quite a process to go through, and we expect that there'll be the numbers will be ramping up in the coming months. I think getting a financial institution like the credit unions involved in providing bridging loans for this is crucial. Not everybody has the wherewithal to front this money to get their property done up, and this would be really crucial. We've also been looking at the potential of providing council loans for this, but at the moment there's just very positive vibes, I think, coming from the credit unions, and I'd like to thank them for their engagement and encourage them to continue that engagement to provide this for people with vacant and derelict properties.